Okay, welcome back in here to Napa Valley College Gymnasium as it is halftime. Along with Jake Grant, this is Ira C. Smith as we get set to take a look at some of the individual scoring in that first half. Well, first of all, in foul shooting, Contra Costa made 12 out of 14, and early on, that was keeping them in the game.
Had the wrong microphone there, so repeat. I wonder where the problem was. We had a microphone set up for Dino Alessio, our usual statistician, and he got tied up with his regular job and was unable to join us here. So I grabbed the microphone at the end of our halftime there and grabbed his mic and was talking that, but it wasn't turned on. Sorry about that. Well, what I was starting to say in terms of free throw shooting, Contra Costa made 12 out of 14 in that first half. Eric Jones was 6 for 6 himself. Evans was 1 for 1. Trevon Silas was 4 out of 5. And Isaiah Addles was 1 out of 2. Napa, though, at the free throw line, made 3 out of 4. So they shot 10 fewer free throws in that first half, and they made 9 less. They made 3 out of 4, though, as Mills made 2 out of 2, and Adolfo made 1 out of 2. Napa, though, on the three-point baskets, hit on 7 three-pointers. They had 4 different players make that. And how many attempts did they shoot from three-point range?
They shot 12, well, they attempted 12 threes.
Mm-hmm. And so it will be that area that I'm sure that Contra Costa is going to increase their defense, trying to get Napa to shoot a little farther out or stay away from that three-pointer. While the Comets added 3 three-pointers of their own, 2 of which were by Isaiah Addles there. Eric Jones, their leading scorer at halftime with 10 points. Steve Evans, 6 points. Trevon Silas, 6 points. Addles, we've mentioned, 7 points. Napa led by Armani Mills with 16 points in the first half. He had 4 three-point field goals in that stretch. Amancio Adolfo had 8 points. Calvin Johnson off the bench, nice job with 6 points. Sasha French had 7 points. Jaden Hampton hit a 3-point basket and 2 points each for Deer, Fons, and Ned. That's the scoring there from that first half of action. Well, let's get some further ideas now about the tempo of the ball game and all from Jake Grant. He's a student out here at Napa Valley College.
It seemed to me that the college seemed to focus on three-point shooting and deep twos when Sasha French was in the game, because they were doubling him because he's so effective in the low post and at working the inside of the paint. And they really didn't have that option when he was sitting on the bench, because they weren't worried about a powerful offensive target down in the paint, so they just, you know, worked the perimeter defense and didn't allow Napa to shoot. They had forced them to drive in, which was something that they aren't, you know, not to knock them, but they're not super versed at it so far in my eyes.
Well, let's take a look at the West Coast Conference, since you're quite familiar with that conference of basketball. And the University of San Francisco, the Dons, will be hosting the St. Mary's Gales tomorrow night. And that could be an interesting battle, particularly since it's in San Francisco, because the Dons are really improved.
They are improved. And at the same time, you're going to face a hungry, chip-off-the-shoulder Gales team who's going to be looking to tear you apart. So it's going to be an interesting one to watch. And, you know, basically everybody lost to St. Mary's over the last 3 months because they went on such a long win streak. They won their last 13 games in conference play. The only one they've lost so far is to Gonzaga. So it'll be interesting to watch for sure.
Well, I know when they played Gonzaga that it was interesting that Landale did not move. He was like a statue out there and only got four shots. He made two baskets for 4 points, and that is it, as we just were, you know, disappointed kind of in the showing for Gonzaga, for the Gales against Gonzaga. But we want to say hello to Jerry Dunlap, who is athletic director at Napa Valley College, as we are quickly moving from winter sports into spring sports. In fact, they're already underway.
Yeah, we're going right now. The men's baseball team is doing really well so far. And I was just out at the golf course today, and we had the Napa Invitational today, so we had Napa, Santa Rosa, and American River out at the golf course today.
And who's the golf coach this year?
Bob Freske, men's and women's head golf coach. He's loving it.
He was the baseball coach, too. Does he have other assignments at the college?
Yeah, sure. Bob's a full-time instructor for us as well, so he's got a pretty good deal. Like I said, they were out there at Chardonnay today. It was beautiful, and got 18 holes in.
Wow. Now, tell us a bit about the team. Are we seeing any locals out there on the golf course?
Yeah, our golf team is solely comprised of local kids. And we have a few kids from Vacaville because Solano does not have a team, so they're able to play for us. They take classes here, and we have a young man that came up from Pittsburgh area. He was at Sacramento State. But, yeah, they're mostly local kids on our golf team.
Tell us about the baseball team, and you mentioned that they're looking good in this early state.
Yeah, Dan's got them off to a pretty good start. We had a 12-7 win last night over San Francisco City, and then we had a previous win this week over Lassen, and they're actually getting ready to take off. They probably just took off for a three-game stand down at Barstow College.
Wow, and how were they traveling?
They are traveling by our school van. So. They took off with three vans headed down. They, with all the rain last year, Dan scheduled games down at Barstow, Cuesta, Santa Barbara City, San Bernardino Valley, in the hopes that they wouldn't be getting any rain. Little did we know we wouldn't be getting any rain either, but hopefully it's a good bonding experience and the boys play well.
Do you still keep track of what happens at your alma mater back here in Nebraska? I know you probably do on football, but they've been playing some pretty good basketball here of late.
Yeah, you know, I get the Big Ten Network at home, so I do catch as many of the Husker basketball games, men's and women's. The women's are actually doing pretty well as well, and obviously still follow along with the football program. I'm kind of hoping I get to go back for the spring football game this year. It would be a lot of fun.
Well, tell us a bit about what happens after spring sports. Is there a lull until we get back to the fall?
Yeah, things do slow down, but all of our teams will practice throughout the summer with conditioning classes. So it's a little vibrant in the mornings. Usually they come in and we have all the athletes in for a few hours and then kind of dissipates as the afternoon moves on. But, you know, it's kind of nice. It's interesting in a two-year cycle like that. We have kids kind of coming in, new, fresh, new faces every year, and it's kind of sad to see some of the sophomores go, but you know, it's a kind of a revolving door, and our coach is doing a very good job of recruiting, bringing in new talent every year.
What is interesting is that you're sharing Storm Field this year with the Silverados, the new professional baseball team in Napa.
Yeah, it looks like they finalized the contract last week at the Board of Trustees. Bruce Johnson going to come out, and they're going to play 40 home games out here at our site and with some practice time, and with under the impression that they're going to upgrade a little bit of the bleachers and the stands and hopefully the press box and some other things. So, you know, we're excited to have them out here. I think it'll be good for the college in general. Hopefully more people come out and see what we have to offer out here, and that's just one of the avenues that we have in place.
Is that going to affect any of the Recreation Commission softball action?
We don't believe so, no. You know, there may be some areas when they're actually playing games. We kind of looked at their schedule today when we do start fall classes. So we may have to work around some things, maybe run some of those classes earlier in the morning. You know, soccer will be practicing at that point. So, you know, hopefully when people come out, they kind of actually see what's going on out here at our site, which is exciting.
Seems like more happening all the time out here.
Yeah, you know, that was kind of one of my projects was not obviously I wasn't too involved in bringing the Silverados, but just having more community teams out here, bringing you know, we have Napa Stormers Rugby's out here now. We have a rugby club at the junior college, and our soccer programs have brought younger youth groups out here. And I know Steve does a great job with basketball, Jones in the summer, and Dan Parker's running baseball camps out here. So we're trying to incorporate as much of the youth as we can out here. I know Evolve Volleyball uses our gym, the Optimus Basketball. So I'd like to really build those outdoor facilities so we can bring in more of our public out here.
Is enrollment staying fairly level, or is it going up or down?
You know, we've dropped this next fall just a little bit, and kind of the adage is when our economy is doing well, the community colleges drop a little bit because people are working. But we're hoping new legislation that passes and gets finalized that will allow first-year community college students to come tuition-free, as long as they're full-time students. And we feel if that does happen, it'll be obviously a big benefit to Napa Valley College.
And one final thing is that focusing on the basketball program, you have to be pleased with the success that they've had.
Oh, without question. Like I said, Steve does an incredible job. The boys, the men, you know, they carried, what people don't realize is these are full-time students, and they carried over a 3.23 grade point average throughout the team. And you take somebody like Sasha French, who I believe carried a 3.70. He's taken 26 units this semester. So we're very proud. Not just what they're doing on the basketball court, but what we're doing in the classroom. And, you know, we're seeing deans and counselors and instructors on campus here at the game tonight, which is great to see.
Steve Ball needs to get a little more excited during the game.
He's fun to watch.
Can you say demonstrative?
Oh, man, hey, he's a classic one. I love listening, the way he communicates with the coaches and...
And the referees.
Yeah, I mean, if you watch the bantering that goes between coaches as well, opposing coaches, and then obviously the officials, but I think all the coaches in our conference get along, and you kind of see the camaraderie when you're at the scorer's table that I don't think most people get to see as well.
Jerry, thank you very much for taking some time. Always nice to see you. Thank you for your cooperation this year as well.
You too. I appreciate everything KVON and yourself does for the Valley. We appreciate it.
We'll have to get out here and broadcast some of the baseball games.
That'd be awesome. They're, like I said, they're scoring runs. They're fun to watch.
And too bad we don't have a softball program this year.
We don't, Bo. We will have one next year. We're working hard at it right now.
Okay. Thank you. Jerry Dunlap, athletic director at Napa Valley College. And, we're just about ready to start the second half. We're not going to have time for a break. We're at halftime with Napa Valley College leading Contra Costa College 44-35 here at the halftime break. And we're just about set for the second half to get underway. Just mentioning that Contra Costa College has one of their leading players, Marquis Jones, a sophomore that haven't seen yet. We had Eric Jones and Kamari Wright, another freshman, has been injured. He has been one of their leading scorers. I guess he was the one that was averaging in double figures and all, but his injury has prevented him from playing. So to start us out here on Play My Play, let's welcome Jake Grant to the microphone and give the intern a chance to describe the action. So here we go with Jake.
Thanks, Ira. It looks like it's going to be Napa's ball with the alternating possession rule with the Contra Costa Comets winning the first tip. Right now, I can describe to you the back of Steve Ball's jacket.
My very first call on them with the handshake.
Fonz is out of bounds waiting to inbound the ball. Looks like Adopo will be the receiving end of the inbound.
I understand what you're saying.
There's some chatting between the referees and the players, just some slight banter. Got the ref checking in at the scorer's table to get this thing underway.
It's sophomore night, so the sophomores have already been honored, and we're ready for the second half to get underway.
Go!
Adopo receives the inbound. He's bringing it up. He flicks it over to Hampton. Hampton driving to the top of it, shoots the three, and it flanges out. Honor Costa with the rebound. Flicks it up to Eric Jones. Eric Jones brings it up against the timeline. He goes, dribbles, passes it over, driving in.
Woo!
Over to number five, Matthew Murray. Back to JaVale Vance.
Rebound!
And he misses the two. Rebounded. Rebound! Up, and an attempted dunk goes foul. Isaiah Addles with the ball. passes it back over to JaVale Vance, and he misses the three. Sasha Friends with the rebound. Passes it over to Adolfo Amancio, bringing it up the right side. He crosses half court, passes it over to Jaden Hampton. Hampton at the top of the three, waiting for something to open, kicks it back to French at the top of the arc. French over to Amancio. Amancio shoots, and he scores. Three-pointer. We have Isaiah Adels bringing up the ball. He flicks it into Eric Jones, driving, fouled, and it's missed. Sasha Frentz with the rebound. He's bringing it up. It's an odd look. He doesn't usually bring up the ball. Passes it over to Armani Mills. Armani Mills up, over to French and low post. Back to Hampton. Hampton to French, outside the paint, and he misses the jump shot. Rebounded by Armani Mills, up, over, and it's out of bounds. Looks like it'll be Napa College ball as it was tipped out by, Matthew Murray hit it out of bounds. So we have Amancio Adopo with the ball, looking to inbound it. They're working the play. Sasha French gets it, flicks it to Mills. Mills shoots, and he nets the three-pointer. Eric Jones bringing it up the left side. Ball yelling commands to his players. And it's a travel call on Matthew Murray. Napa College ball. Amancio Adopo is looking to inbound the ball. He finds his mate in Jaden Hampton. Back to Amancio. Bringing it up. He's calling the play. And he's waiting for it to set up. He flips it over to Mills, and it's stolen. It's bringing up the court is Eric Jones. He up and over and scores with the over and back layup.
Big Joe, go to the wing.
Hampton brings it over the half point line. Amancio's looking for a partner. Gives it to Mills. Back over to Hampton. Hampton bringing up the right side. He flicks it over to Joe Fons. Fons fakes the three up, and it's missed. The rebound by Sasha French. Isaiah Adels flicks it over the corner. Driven in by Vance. Vance over to Silas. Silas over to Adels. Adels drives in, layup, and it's good. The score is now 52-39 in favor of the college with 17 minutes left. Hayden Hampton's driving in, and he's fouled. He gets two. The foul's called on Blue 5, Matthew Murray, and it looks like it's going to be a push. Approaching the line is Hampton. He's waiting for the ball so he can take his first shot. Dribbling. Flicks it in his hands, shoots, and it's off the rim. No good. Subbing in for the Comets is Steve Evans, replacing JaVale Vance. Hampton at the line, takes the ball, readies. He takes it, and it's good. 53-39 with 17 minutes and 18 seconds to go. Adams in the corner. Matthew Murray brings the ball. He's in the key looking for a partner. He hits it over to Eric Jones. Jones drives in, back to Evans. Evans driving in, and he looks like there's a foul called. It's going to be on Napa. Number 21, Amani Mills.
Find him.
And it'll be Connor Costa inbound. Eric Jones with the ball, looking for somebody to throw it to. Napa playing good defense, and it's a three from Evans, and it's a nail. That was a perfect shot, nothing but net. Hampton bringing up the left side. He drives in, looking for the layup, and there's a foul call on number 10, Isaiah Adels. It'll be an inbounding because it wasn't a shooting foul. And we have number 2, Akeem Deere, subbing in. Hampton with the inbound. He's looking. He tips it up to the top man, Sasha French, who loses it. Driving up the court, Contra Costa. Adels drives in, shoots, layup, good. The score is now 53-44. We have Mills bringing up the right side. Waiting. Pass it to Hampton. Hampton's waiting for the play to develop. Hampton motions for Akeem Deere. Deere waits, grabs it in the weave, hits the screen. Sasha French with the ball, working on the double move in the low post, and he misses the layup.
Find him.
Rebound by Matthew Murray. Murray over to Eric Jones. Jones driving, passes it out to Isaiah Adels, and he misses the three-point attempt. Evans with the rebound, waiting at the top of the three-point arc with 25 seconds left on the game clock. Eric Jones with the ball at the top of the arc, hanging around. He flips it over to Matthew Murray, who has struggles to collect it. He goes up with the rebound, and he misses. Akeem Deer bringing it back up, waiting to find somebody to throw it to. Back to Joe Fons. Joe Fons back to Akeem Deer. Joe Fons at the top of the arc, passes it into Sasha French. Waiting for somebody to throw it to, he hits it to Mills. Mills driving in, shoots, but they call it a travel. It'll be Connor Costa ball. Subbing in is Jordan Strain, replacing Trevin Silas. Eric Jones with the ball. He's waiting for it to go. He looks to drive in. He goes around French, kicks it out into the corner. Corner kicks it to Evans. Evans drives in, shoots, and he scores. Layup. Scores now 53-46 with 15 minutes and 19 seconds left in the second period. Hampton bringing it up. He's working the floor, waiting for somebody to come open. Hampton still with the ball on the right side. He passes it over to Sasha French. French, kick foul called, and it'll be Contra Costa ball. Evans is waiting for the inbound. Oh, and they've changed it to Napa Valley College ball. It'll be a Jaden Hampton with the inbound. We got the usual ball conversation with the ref. Passes it over. Akeem Deer driving in, jump, and it's off the rim. Out of bounds, Napa Valley College ball. We have Jaden Hampton in with the inbound as he is there forward. And it looks like we have number 4, Trevin Silas, subbing in for Matthew Murray. Hampton's waiting. They're working the vertical formation. They break out. Sasha French with the ball. He's trying to work it in. He passes it over to an open Akeem Deer, who drives. And it looks like it's going to be a foul on Steve Evans with a push. It's not a shooting foul, so they're looking inbound. There's now 4 team fouls for the Comets, with Napa looking at only 1 team foul. Hampton looking for somebody to toss it to. He passes it to Mills. Mills working the arc. Passes it in to Sasha French, and it's stolen. Bringing it up the court is Jordan Strain. Looking for a partner, he hits it to Adels. Adels driving in, layup, and it's boarded off by Sasha French. Looks like it'll be just a foul.
There was a goaltending call there, so Adels is going to be credited with the basket.
It looks like we have Tom Salzman over with the inbound. He's new to the game, just subbed in. Hampton bringing it up like usual, working it slowly, keeping the tempo, and now he crosses the half-point line. Now he drives in on a frantic pace up, and it's no good. Evans over to Adels. Adels driving in, looking for somebody, pulls off. Hits it to Silas, who misses. French with the rebound. French over to Hampton. Hampton driving up the left side. Stutter steps at the arc, finds French again. French now working at the top. Passes it back to Hampton. He's looking for somebody to dance with. Passes it over to Mills. Mills driving back to Hampton. Hampton with the deep three, and it rims out. Rebounded by Trevin Silas of the Comets. Back to Evans, and they're going to be working it up the court. Adels driving in with the layup attempt, and he is fouled. Looks to be a 2-point shot for Adels.
Hey, Tito, I ain't got time for this.
The foul is called on number 3, Jaden Hampton. We have a Moncho Adopo subbing in for Hampton.
No, that last foul was actually given to Sasha French, which is his 3rd personal foul. So he's in there with 3 fouls now, and the free throw is good. So that makes Adels 16 points in the game as he connects on the 3-point play, and there's a timeout. So with the score, Napa Valley College 53, Contra Costa College 51. We'll be back in a moment with 13:40 to go in the second half. Well, we're set to go now here in this second half with the score within 2 points of each other as the Comets have come back. The Storm having a bit of a problem here in the second half with their offense getting going. Let's see what happens now as Adolfo on the high dribble crosses midcourt as he brings it toward the top of the key. They try to get to somewhat on a low post, but French is out of the lineup now. They have Fons who's working over there. Pass goes to Mills to the left of the key. He starts to drive to the lane. Back out to Salzman for a long three. Swish! Salzman with the first basket in the game, and that was needed. That was the third three-pointer in this second half against a 1-2-pointer for the Storm so far, and it's 56-51. Driving into the lane, going up, missing the shot, and there is a foul called. It's going to go against Napa. See, it probably is a shooting foul. Calvin Johnson called for the personal foul, and it is a shooting situation. So going to the free throw line is Jordan Strain, the sophomore up there for the first time tonight, and his free throw is perfect. Strain is a 6'7 sophomore out of Weston Ranch, and Jake, you know where that is. Huh?
Yep, I Googled it. It's the 209. It's Stockton, which...
Okay, then the 209 in the code. Next free throw is up, and it is also good. So Strain goes 2 for 2. Napa Valley College lead by 3 points now as they bring it into the attacking territory right side. Fond out on a high post now as they have Johnson going low post left side. Salzman gets the ball, and there is a whistle and a hold away from the ball called on Murray, I think. That is the call. So Murray charged with the foul away from the ball. That is team foul number 5 against Contra Costa. So they have one more foul to give before Napa gets into the bonus situation. Inbounds pass to Salzman, playing with a fresh haircut out there. Gives to Mills, drives in, goes up, missed the shot. Fons tries for the rebound. It's taken instead by Adolfo. Adolfo double-teamed, and so he tried to kick the ball off the knee of the defender, and it went off Adolfo. Out of bounds. Comets get the ball in the backcourt. Here they come. Now they get the pass into Eric Jones. Brings it front court, picked up by Mills. As Mills is playing in very tightly and tried to punch the ball away, but it's retrieved by Jones. Mills playing in very tight there. Pass over the right side to Murray. Murray back to Jones. Jones looks at a three. He is well out. Starts to drive in toward the lane. Kicks it over to the right side to Evans. Evans brings it back out now. Couldn't go. 7 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Jones. Drives in with 2 seconds to go. And a whistle. A foul is called on Mills, I believe, and that would be 4 fouls on Armani. Oh, Mills has had a 19-point game tonight, but he is going to be coming out of there. He's out of Marietta, California. And we have a technical called against Mills, a technical foul. And wow, what?
That was on Armani Mills.
And that's going to put Addles to the free throw line. Addles makes the first free throw. Isaiah has made 3 out of 4 at that 15-foot stripe tonight. And he makes the next one. And now he has a chance. Or they have a chance to take the lead. It's a 1-point game with 12 minutes exactly to go here in the second half. Along with Jake Grant, this is Ira C. Smith. And the Comets will have the ball to the right of the basket for which they're shooting with a chance to take the lead. And perhaps you can hear Steve Ball stomping in the on the sideline there. Getting very excited the way this Comet team has responded here in the second half. Looking to inbound. They get it into the right-hand corner. Over to Addles. Addles brings it toward the top of the key, guarded by Solomon. Over to Evans, tries the three, no good. Rebound to Napa's Deer. Akeem brings it forecourt. Over to Adolfo at the top of the key. Drives the right of the lane, spins around, and forced off balance, and puts it up, and it goes in. What a shot, and off balance and everything, and Adolfo made it go. And it's 58-55 now. Napa stays in the lead. They have led all the way so far. And this is a critical time right now to see how they respond to this with Mills on the bench. There is a long three-point up. No good by Isaiah Addles. Napa battles for the rebound, and they get it. They hand off over to Adolfo in the backcourt, guarded very tightly there by Jones. He gets into the forecourt now as he gets a pass over to Deer. Back out it comes to Adolfo now. He's well between circles now. Passes into Deer. Deer underneath the basket to Johnson. Fake, goes up, shoot, hit the underside of the iron, and a foul is called on Contra Costa.
I'm going to try to find out what that technical was for.
Okay. That will be good. And we have at the free throw line, Calvin Johnson. It'll be his first free throw attempts of the ball game. He is taking his time, and his first free throw is no good, as Johnson is out of Brooklyn, New York. And he is a 6'4 sophomore, one of seven sophomores on the team.
Found out that it was for complaining to the official for the call.
Free throw is good. So Johnson gets his seventh point. He's one out of two at the foul line now. Napa leads by 4 points as Eric Jones drives all the way, puts it up. No good. Went up with the left hand from the left side and protected the ball with his body, but it was missed on the attempt, and Napa brings the ball back down, quickly going in, going up, missing the shot, but a blocking foul is going to be called, and that'll send Amancio Adolfo to the free throw line after the foul on Evan Thompson is called.
So that technical on Armani counts as his fifth personal.
So he is out of the ball game. They count, just like high school, count as a personal, as well as a team foul. Free throw is no good by Adolfo. So he has one more free throw coming. So that means that Mills, the free throw is good by Adolfo for his 14th point in the game. So Napa on the defense now, leading it by five as the ball comes down to the left-hand corner for Contra Costa. Into Isaiah driving in, going up, and Addles scored. No one checked him off the play, and he went right down the lane and went in for the layup. Napa bringing it slowly into the forecourt now. Looking around is Deer. That's out to Fon at the top of the key. Drives to the right of the key, puts a shot up, no good. And the rebound is taken out by Jovell Vance as the Comets doing a much better job here in the second half off of that defensive backboard. Gets the pass to Murray in the forecourt. Back to Jovell. He missed the shot and a foul underneath. Let's see against whom that is going to be called. Looks like it's going to go. It was against Napa. And it's going to be on Salzman. So it will be Comets ball to the right of the basket for which they are shooting. Looking to inbound is Addles. He gets it inbound, turnaround shot is good by Silas. That was a set play on the inbounds, and Silas was the fellow that got the basket. And we've got a one-point game again with 9.5 minutes to go. It's 60-59. Napa with the ball right corner. Fonts drives the baseline, and his shot is blocked. And they say that Napa hit it last. It goes out of bounds and is given to the Comets. So the Comets out of San Pablo will have a chance to take their first lead of the night as they bring the ball in the forecourt. Napa plays in a man-to-man defensive alignment now. And they will allow the Comets to take the long three if they want to. They work it in the middle. Turnaround shot is short. Rebounded by Napa. That shot by Silas just a little short of the rim. Driving down is Deer. Going up, missing. Rebound tipped in by Fonz. Joe Fonz on an offensive rebound putback. 62 to 59. Front court. Addles. Slowing down now, high dribble. Salzman's laying off of him, giving him plenty of room there. 18 seconds on the shot clock. Now he's starting to make his move, drives in towards Salzman, pass in the left-hand corner. Three-point attempt, no good. Rebound taken by Calvin Johnson for Napa. Gets a fast break out of there to Adolfo. Now over to Salzman for a three. Swish! Salzman hits his second three here in the half. And a full timeout, well, a short timeout is going to be taken now by the Comets with 8:21 to go here in the second half. Napa is going back by six. Each time that the Comets have come within a point, Napa has responded by getting back a couple baskets.
Those are the baskets that matter. I mean, it doesn't matter how many you can score when there's no pressure on you. It matters which ones you can score when there is. So for Salzman to come up, and, you know, he doesn't get a whole lot of minutes, so for him to be able to come off the bench and hit a three in that high kind of pressure situation, so that's a pretty important thing to do as a player.
Well, Steve Ball getting very excited on the sideline. Carson Caratini, his assistant over there, trying to make sure that things remain as calm as possible on the bench part anyway. Carson walking back toward the bench now, having checked something with the official score. So it'll be the Comets inbounding the ball in the backcourt. Napa picking up full court pressure now as Jones drives the ball into the forecourt, into the lane, then kicks it over to the right side. They get it over there to Murray. Murray doesn't shoot, brings it back out. Napa stays in their man-to-man alignment as the pass comes to Vance. Vance top of the key, drives to the right of the lane, can't get a shot away, puts it back out to Addle. He goes into the lane, forces it up, and a blocking foul is called. It's going to go against Napa. The foul charged to Akeem Deer. That is his third personal foul. And that puts Addles at the free throw line. He scores a free throw. Boy, what a second half Addles has had. He has scored 14 second half points. He had 7 points in the first half, so now he has 21 points. And he missed the next free throw and the rebound to Napa Valley College as they bring the ball into the forecourt on the dribble with Adolfo driving right down the lane all the way up and in. Nobody checked off on him, and Adolfo takes it all the way to the basket. The ball is deflected and stolen by Napa, and they're stolen right back by the Comets. Forced the shot up, foul called. Wow. A lot of facts acting. They're going to take a timeout. The foul is going to be on Adolfo for Napa. Well, I thought Steve Ball wanted to take a timeout. Both of these teams were at 14 and 11 coming in. It had the same identical overall record. At the free throw line is Strain. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Make it 3-for-3 as he scores on the first free throw. He's a 6'7 sophomore. He's the one out of Weston Ranch in the Stockton area. Back there, next free throw is missed, and the rebound taken off by Sasha French, who just came back into the lineup. He is playing with three personal fouls. Napa with the ball, leading by six. Salzman to French. French fires it back out to Adolfo for a three. No good. Rebound. Jones for the Comets. Quickly, forecourt to the top of the key. Now he backs it back out as Deer checked him off. He's going to fire over Deer. It's good, a three-pointer. Boy, how did Jones do that? He let the defense just sag back in a little bit, and he just popped it over Deer and hit the three-pointer, and it's a three-point lead for Napa. Deer now drives in. He'll go up. He missed, but he was fouled. He'll go to the line. Akeem Deer. Fouled on the play by Strain, the guy that was at the free throw line at the other end of the court. Deer at the free throw line for the first time tonight. His right-hand free throw is perfect. So that extends to a four-point lead. Steve Evans, who has played really well tonight, comes back in for the Comets, replacing Matthew Murray. And back at the foul line is Deer. His free throw is good. So he goes 2 for 2 at the line, and it's 69-64. Eric Jones, he was played a great game. He has 15 points, but he directs them on the offense along with Isaiah Addles. They're the two guards. Evans comes in. He is wing on the right side. Comes over to Addles now. Addles defended by Deer. Over the left now to Jones. Eric Jones starts to drive in, and he lost the ball. Napa's got a fast break opportunity. They lob it down quickly, and they try to get a shot. Johnson gets a shot, no good. Rebound, Tom Salzman. He goes back up. He was fouled. Salzman will go to the line. The foul is on Strain again. He's picked up two quick ones. Salzman to the free throw line for the first time tonight. We'll see what Salzman has done for Napa at the foul line here. Is he ready
shot
for
66%.
It? 66%. So about 2 out of 3, 66%. He makes good on the first attempt. Salzman out of Napa High School, 6'4", sophomore. Back at the line. Next free throw is perfect. Salzman has had 8 points all in the second half. And it is a 7-point lead with 6 minutes to go. Napa quickly gets back in defensive position, nicely staying in their man-to-man alignment. Contra Costa brings the ball, forecourt, used up the dribble, goes to Evans in the left corner. Back out to the right side now to Addles. Starts in, kicks it back to Evans. He'll has shot blocked. Evans gets the rebound. He goes back up with it and scored. Oh, Steve Evans did a beautiful job after his first shot was blocked. He followed the blocked ball, got the ball, and went right back up for the putback. 71-66 now. Salzman working the weave over to Deer. Deer drives in, goes up with a 12-footer, no good. Rebound, Salzman gets it out. A shot by French is no good. Long rebound comes out to Evans. Here comes a fast break the other way, but it's 2-on-4, so they bring it down, slow it back up now. And Jones drives around, Salzman goes up, missed the shot, gets his own rebound though, and brings it back out. 5 minutes to go, second half. Timeout is called. So we'll take time with 5 minutes to go. It's Napa Valley College 71, Contra Costa College 66. Well, what a battle here. This Contra Costa team, after getting a slow start, has really turned on the pressure.
Yeah, well, a slow start really doesn't mean much as long as you follow it up with fast pace and accuracy. And that's what they've been doing. I mean, Evans has been shooting well. Jones has been shooting well. And the bench has been shooting well. I mean, Addles has had a great second half.
Here come the Storm back onto the court. They're joined now by the Comets. As these teams came in, Napa in second place in the league. 10-4 in the league. Contra Costa 8-6 in the league. Evans gets the ball, drives in, goes up, shoots, no good. Rebound, French goes high to grab that rebound for Napa. Hands it over to Adolfo. The Comets will pick him up at midcourt. Adolfo drives into the lane, has the ball deflected away, but it's picked up by Fons. So they retain possession now. Back to Adolfo, drives in and fires it over to French. He fires good, a long two from near the right corner. And for French, his first points of the second half. The Comets, as they have it on the attack, Eric Jones has the ball stolen away by Deer. Deer driving down on Jones, goes up, and he scored. He went in from the left side and put it up with his right hand, and Deer gets his second field goal in the game, and quickly gets back on defense. Good transition again by the Storm and getting back. in their man-to-man alignment. Here's Evans driving to the, he used up his dribble, feeds it back out to Vance. Vance working on the weave, over now comes to Jones, drives in the lane again, looks around, can't get a shot out, kicks the pass over to Addle. Addle starts to drive in, he can't shoot, over to Evans with 4 seconds on the shot clock, and it, over now to Addle, tries a three, no good, rebound, Deer has it for Napa. Good sequence there, great defense by Napa, and timeout is taken by Napa. It's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take time now with 3 minutes and 38 seconds to go here in regulation. It is the Napa Valley College Storm 75 and Contra Costa Commons 66. It's sophomore night in BVC basketball at Napa Valley College. Well, last Wednesday night when we were here, it was coaches versus cancer night, as that was to benefit the American Cancer Society. And I commend the coaches for the great job they do in coming up with this program. It's been going now for several years, and Napa Valley College is a happy participant in that program, and good for them. So it'll be Napa getting the ball in their forecourt. They have Jaden Hampton back in there to inbound, along with Fonce, French, Deer, and Salt.
But he's not looking.
Valley College, and there is a three-pointer. It is Akeem Deer getting the basket. That gives him 9 points, and it is a 12-point lead with just over 2 minutes to go. Sorry for that little breakaway there from the network. We'll be joining the Warriors Network following our broadcast. There is a foul against Napa. Napa has been doing a great job on defense here the last minute or so that we were away there for the little Warriors situation. So that was just called out of bounds. So they award the ball to the Comets. Inbounds pass, and they drop the ball, pick it up, and try to get a shot away, and it's no good. The rebound is taken by Napa. Deer coming down. Over to Hampton. Over to Salzman. He drives into the lane and tried to get a pass over to Sasha French, who is on a low post left side, and the ball was batted away and goes out of bounds. Batted away like volleyball style, 78-66 score, just inside of 2 minutes to go, a minute 59. Back into the lineup is Evans back in. Eric Jones is going to the sideline. He's played almost the entire ball game. Goes out of the lineup now as Hayden passes underneath, a shot up, no good. Rebound is taken out by Contra Costa. Here they come. They get the ball to Steve Evans. Working it over, he's got Evan Thompson out there with him. So we have Steve Evans and Evan Thompson. Thompson's going to fire a long three. It's no good. Right into the hands of Sasha French out of Justin Siena fame. Ball over to Jaden Hampton. Jaden dribbled the ball between his legs now as he comes into the forecourt, taking as much time off of the clock as possible. 15 seconds on the shot clock, minute 15 on the game clock. Deer tries a three, no good. Rebound taken out of there by Strain for the Comets. Out on the right wing, it goes Evans. Evans goes into the lane, can't get a shot, fires it out into the right corner, driving in, going up, missing the shot is Thompson, rebounded by Sasha French. Napa has the ball. We've reached the final minute, and Napa should be assured of the win now if they play it right here, and there's a foul call on the Comets. That foul on Mohammed. Well, I tell you, you have to give the Comets a lot of credit. They came back various times. They just couldn't get the lead.
Yeah, it's, you know, they've been playing very well. They've established themselves defensively. They shut down Sasha French, and they clamped down on the three-pointers that they were just giving up left and right earlier.
First free throw is good. This is Jaden Hampton at the line out of Fayetteville, Arkansas. He has hit two out of three at the foul line tonight. He's a 5'11 sophomore playing in his last regular season game here at the college. He will play on Friday night, of course, at College of Marin when they close out the regular season. There's a steal driving in and a layup makes it another two for Hampton as he had a steal as he was going back on defense and very alertly moved in front and stole the ball. We have a foul now, and that's going to go against Hampton. He tried for another steal, not successful this time. Well, wholesale changes now for Napa. As we'll even have to check to see for Napa who number 15 is. We don't have him on the roster. Have to ask Carson, who is 15 that went out there for? Okay. So it is.
It's Nick Fawn.
Okay. Nick Fawn, thank you. And at the free throw line, Eric Jones, who was out of there just briefly, he came right back in, and he gets to the foul line, and he scores the free throw. So the next foul against Napa will be the double bonus for Contra Costa. Jones is trying for his 17th point of the evening, and he gets it. He has been perfect at the foul line, 8 out of 8 tonight. Napa getting full court pressure. They get the ball into Hampton, and he traveled with the ball. So that'll turn the ball over to the Comets. But we're down to just a half a minute to go here in this second half of play, 82-68. And Napa really turned it on the defensive side as they were having a little trouble scoring for a while. There's a drive, a shot up by Eric Jones, no good. Rebound taken out by Napa, driving down, and I don't know, they're a foul call, I guess. As Calvin Johnson was taking it all the way. The foul's going to go on Murray. That'll be 4 fouls on him. Napa also has Malcolm Bracey in the lineup. He is a freshman, 5'10", out of Vallejo. Free throw is good. Johnson at the free throw line tonight is 2 out of 3. He's 3 out of 4 as he goes 2 for 2 on that one. He has 9 points off the bench. 84-68 now. Driving down to the basket and the pass over and a good assist as Muhammad gets the basket and Evan Thompson gets the assist on the play. Here's Hampton, forecourt, over to Fawn. He brings it toward the top of the key. Fawn did not shoot, passes it over to Bracey as time will run out. And that will be the ball game. Boy, there were some scary moments there in that second half, but Napa was able to survive the attack of the Comets coming in and pull through with a 14-point win. We'll be back with the individual scoring and a quick wrap-up of the ball game. And we'll be out of here long before the tip-off for the Warriors contest. Final, Napa Valley College 84, Contra Costa College 70. Okay, welcome back in. This is Ira C. Smith along with Jake Grant as we wrap it up for tonight. Jake, final comments from you, then we'll take a look at individual scoring.
It just was impressive that they never were trailing in the game. The storm came out and they got hot real quick and they took advantage of the Clipper or the Comets not clicking on any level whatsoever. Defensively they were off target for the first half and offensively they couldn't make anything fall in. So the storm got out to the early lead, which they just never really, you know, lost a grip on.
Well, I will credit the Comets with some excellent free throw shooting. They were 12 out of 14 in that first half. And in the second half, they were 9 out of 11. So they made of 21 out of 25. That is really fine free throw shooting. The leading scorer for Contra Costa, in fact, leading all scorers in the ball game, was Isaiah Addles. He wound up with 7 field goals, of which 2 were 3-pointers, and he was 5 out of 6 at the foul line. Make it 5 out of 7. He missed that last one he attempted, too. So 5 out of 7 at the free throw line for his total of 21 points. Eric Jones, who had a lot of assists tonight, and it was the ball control expert for the Comets, had four field goals. One of those, his last one, was a three-pointer, and he went 8 for 8 at the foul line. Steve Evans from De Anza, a 5'10 sophomore, had 13 points. He hit on two three-pointers. He was 1 for 1 at the foul line. Trevon Silas had 8 points on two field goals and 4 out of 5 at the foul line. Matthew Murray had an early field goal for 2 points. Evan Thompson did not score. Jordan Strain had one field goal, 3 out of 4 at the foul line for 5 points in the game. Akwaz Mohammed had a field goal for 2 points, and Jovell Vance did not score. Total of 70 points with 35 in each half for the Comets. 35 in the first half, 35 in the second half. For Napa Valley College, they had 44 in the first half and 40 in the second half, led in scoring with 19 points from Armani Mills, who fouled out when that technical was called on him. But his 19 included five three-point field goals. He had a two-pointer in there. He was 2 for 2 at the free throw line, and had an all-around really good game for Adolfo. Amache Adolfo had 16 points. He had six field goals. Two of those were three-pointers, and he was 2 for 4 at the foul line. Calvin Johnson off the bench, and let's get Steve over here before we give you his totals, as we have Steve Ball here. Yeah, you could use that microphone, Steve, and tell us a bit about the excitement of that second half when your team saw the lead dissipate, got down to 1 point on two or three occasions, but each time the defense prevailed.
Yeah, you know, we wanted to reward the fans that came out on Valentine's Day with an exciting game. We didn't want to bump it from 12 to 15 to 20. I mean, that's just boring.
Well, it's going to be it was so much closer than that 14-point final score.
No, definitely. We hit some shots late. You know, when we defend the way we're supposed to, we're a really good defensive team, and it really builds our offense. We're a little stagnant offensively, and we're kind of indecisive at times. We had a little bit of the turnover bug for a stretch there, but I think, you know, probably under our average, but I don't know. We'll get there. We got a big, big, big game on Friday. So,
yeah, at over there too at College of Marin.
Yeah, College of Marin. Scott Thom's doing a great job with those guys, man. Those kids play hard. They execute some stuff, and you know their record is deceiving, because I think if you amass their total points that they've lost by, it's probably fewer than we've lost by on the season. They're doing a great job. Every game is a game. Hopefully Friday isn't the night they figure out how to get over that hump.
Yeah. You know, it's too bad that we're not back here at the college gym anymore. I'd bring you a razor.
Thank you. Yeah, I used to be superstitious and not shave on game days. Now I'm just lazy.
Well, tell us a bit about your philosophy when it comes to technical fouls called against a teammate. When Dennis Lewis was coaching Napa High for 28 years, he had a rule that if one of the players would get a technical call against him, he would take him out of the game and not play him anymore. And I remember one game when he had Brent Ferris, his top scorer, his center, an outstanding player, got a scholarship to St. Mary's. On the opening tip was called for a technical, and he had to come out of the game right away before the game even got underway.
Oh, wow. Yeah, no, we don't have a hard and fast rule. I think that, you know, the world is kind of gray. It depends on the situation and the severity of it, and if, in my opinion, there was something egregious. For example, well, actually, I didn't even have to make a decision, because that technical tonight, that was Armani's fifth foul, yeah, so I didn't have to have the opportunity to put him back in. It's unfortunate, because he was coming towards me, and I didn't hear him say anything, so apparently the official heard him from across the gym when he was a lot closer to me than he was to him. So in a scenario like that, where if a referee tells me he said a few crucial words that are definite no-nos, you know, FCC would not allow, then it's probably time to get your sweats on. But if it was something a little more, a little less egregious, then I think we would probably work with them. And if you're Zosh French and you're averaging 20 and 10, maybe you're allowed a little bit more leeway on the first rule as well.
They were trying to really box him out there, and when he was in there, though, he was a huge factor, and that doesn't even count his scoring. That's just a plus.
Oh, he must have had almost every rebound there in the second half down the stretch. The last 5 or 6 minutes, I kept seeing him go into a crowd, reach up, and chin the ball. And, he's gained so much toughness over the last 6 to 8 months to a year that he's been here. He's got that mentality of, I'm going to go change shots. He knows when to go block it, when to rotate over and wall up, and when to just bluff at the guy, because it's 6'10", 6'11", with his ability to block shots. If he just bluffs a shot block, then the guy's liable to change his own shot, and really, that turns it into a lower percentage shot. But, yeah, he's probably one of the more difficult players in the state of California to officiate, I think, because he gets so many fouls that, in my opinion, you know, it was like when Shaq was playing. You know, you could call a foul on every single play on Shaq, or you could call a foul on every single play against Shaq. And I feel like that's how Sasha is.
A lot of contact.
Yeah, definitely. And his core and his strength with Coach Caratini has gotten so much better, and he's not afraid to use it. And so even when he uses it for what at the university level will be marginal contact against a guy who's more slight of frame and doesn't spend as much time in the weight room, it looks like there's displacement, so the referee's going to call a foul.
Well, both French and Mills are freshmen, so hopefully we'll be back next year.
Well, Sasha will not be back next year. We would love to have him back next year, but there are going to be people lined up to offer to pay for his school. And so he will – my job is, I'm a caveat to get them to the next level, and I understand that, and that's my role. And to better his life, it's better for him to become debt-free with a degree by having somebody else pay for his school than to hang around with me for another year, which I love him. He's a great kid. But for the betterment of his life, he needs to go and accept one of those scholarships that will be coming in shortly.
So he's had quite a bit of contact then as far as some of the four-year colleges or other junior colleges?
Yeah, no, definitely four-year universities. He's I think New Mexico State just became ranked in the top 25. They've been on him since September, October. Portland, Utah State, and Cal State Fullerton, Loyola Marymount, and Pepperdine have also expressed interest, as well as Albany College back east, and one of the Ivy Leagues. But I clearly didn't qualify to get into an Ivy League school because I can't even remember which one.
Well, it would be good to see him in one of those WCC schools.
Yeah, because then we'd get to see him a couple times a year. But I think actually some of the other schools, Fullerton and Utah State, both play some Bay Area games as well.
So let me ask you, if during the excitement of the game, the closer it gets, the more exciting you get on the sideline?
Oh, boy, it is. I need to. Coach Carson does a breathing exercise with our guys, so we call it Carson breathing. I keep reminding myself, Carson breathing, because it does. And unfortunately for the guys, you know, they get a little rallied up too. And so when I'm focusing on something else, it kind of distracts from our guys. I need to do a better job with that. You know, we're all human, and that's one of my flaws, and I need to continue to progress with that.
All right, you're now 15-11. You are 11-4 in the league. Is that good enough, regardless of your game on Friday, to get you in the playoffs?
I think we still need Friday. I would feel a lot more comfortable about possibly arguing to get a host to host a game as one of the play-in 14, 15, 16 seeds. If we were able to win on Friday night, it's not a must-win situation as much as this one was, but it's definitely a, hey, come on, guys, let's help ourselves out a little bit here.
When will the playoffs actually get underway?
The playoffs will begin Wednesday, 1 week from today. It's not a play-in game, it's an opening round game, and then followed by Friday games, and those teams that did not receive a bye that played on Wednesday will play again on Saturday.
Well, if you're playing next week on Wednesday at home, we'll see about if we can join you here.
Yeah, if you have an empty slot, we'd love to have you out. I'll work hard. I'm the president of our coach association, and I argue the points for seeding, so hopefully I can convince a couple guys.
Oh, that would be great. Well, thanks for your cooperation throughout the season, and best wishes Friday night as well as in playoff.
Thank you very much. I believe this is the most wins we've had since I've been here, and also the most Ira C. Smith sightings since we've been here.
Okay, well, Steve Ball, thank you.
Thank you, Ira.
All right, we were giving you the totals, and we stopped there with Jaden Hampton, who had 8 points. He had a three-point basket, was 3 out of 4 at the free throw line. Malcolm Bracey played briefly, did not score. Nick Finn, a 6'1 freshman out of Kelseyville, who got in there in the latter stages, did not score. Sasha French had 7 points in the first half, got 2 more in the second. So he had 4 field goals. One of those was a three-pointer. He had 9 points and did not get to the free throw line, which is kind of amazing. Joe Fons had a field goal in each half for 4 points. Tom Salzman off the bench tonight, 2 three-pointers and 2 for 2 at the foul line for 8 points with a Napa High graduate. And James Dead had an early field goal in the contest and wound up with those 2 points. Napa Valley College, 84-point total. They led 44-35 at halftime. And, okay, let's go over to Jake Grant. Let him pick a player of the game. For
Isaiah Attles, I'd have to say he just – he was really fun to watch, and, you know, it's better. I feel like I need to pick somebody from the winning team, but at the same time, just, you know, off the statistics, it seems to be Attles.
Okay, well, you pick. Well, go ahead and pick somebody from Napa then, too.
I'd have to pick Armani Mills. I mean, the point total was high, but it also, you know, he controlled the offense a lot. You know, when we've been watching him recently, it seems like it's Amancio Adopo and Akeem Deer that, you know, are commanding the offense. And Mills kind of stepped up tonight and took over that role.
Well, Mills has been doing that quite a bit this season. I liked his three-point shooting, hitting 5 threes. But I like the steady performance of Adolfo. He drove the lane. He forced the defense to collapse on him, and he would look for an open guy. And that would draw the defense, and he'd kick it back out then to Mills, who would have a better opening for the three-point attempt. So you'll go with Mills. I'll go with Adolfo as far as Napa Valley College. And that pretty well will sum it up. The Contra Costa Comets now are 14-12 overall. They are 8-7 in the BVC play. It's sophomore night, and it's just about over for us, so stay tuned. Warriors in Portland coming up next. So thanks, Jake Grant, for joining us, and to Charles Kennedy, our engineer. This is Ira C. Smith reminding you our final here tonight, Napa Valley College Storm 84 and Contra Costa College Comet 70.
This has been a KVON Sports presentation.